It's 104 degrees in western Kansas, and on the side of this highway, just south of Jetmore, two guys in heavy protective gear are finishing off a grass fire. Jason Longberg raced from his construction job to fight this blaze for free.
If somebody wasn't here to do it, it could get out of hand real quick.
Volunteer fire departments are keeping fires in check for almost 9 out of 10 American communities, but some of these departments are barely hanging on.
Where are we?
Cedarville, Kansas. Chautauqua Fire District, number one.
Volunteer David Bohannon shows off a shed full of old fire trucks, but says finding people to operate them is a challenge.
Yeah, basically, this department's the smallest it's ever been.
Cedarville, like lots of remote rural towns, is in decline. And volunteer Dwight Call says that undermines recruiting efforts.
There's no jobs here, so if you live here and you're working age, you're probably driving somewhere to work. Or you're working at one or two places here in town that probably aren't going to let you take off to fight a fire.
So Cedarville, like many other rural fire departments, is increasingly turning to people like 62-year-old Mantra Beeler.
I'm a firefighter. I drive trucks, fight fires. I'm kind of the mama of the fire barn.
Beeler, who barely cracks 5 feet tall, says she has a hard time seeing over the dash of some of these big fire trucks. But she is a crucial first responder here.
The three of us that respond most of the time are me, my son Marshall, and Zeke. We're the three that usually show up to go to car wrecks, to motorcycle wrecks, to fires.
Pull on up a little bit.
Keeping volunteers is kind of tough nowadays.
Dick Goodwin runs this fire equipment supply business in Mayfield, Kansas. He's also fire chief here.
I started 60 years ago.
You've been a volunteer firefighter for 60 years?
Yes, I have.
How old are you?
60 plus 14.
According to the National Volunteer Fire Council, about a third of small-town volunteer firefighters are now over 50, double the number in the 1980s. Meantime, Jeff Mortimer with the Mayfield Department says the workload keeps mounting.
I mean, you know, when I first started, all we did was fires. Now we're power line arcing to accidents, hazmats, you know, technical rescue, you know, all the above.
Not to mention medical emergencies. Across the country, calls to volunteer fire departments have tripled in the last 3 decades. Tripled. And that's slammed volunteer EMS services, like the one Chrissy Bartell runs in Norwich, Kansas.
This is my office. This entire building used to be a doctor's office for our community. And several years ago, we lost having a doctor in town.
Now, this volunteer ambulance service is the only medical provider in town and covers nearly 300 square miles. Bartell says it struggles to keep up.
Call volumes are up tremendously, and I don't foresee that changing other than just to increase.
There's no easy solution to the growing pressure. Going to paid fire and EMS everywhere would cost a fortune. The National Fire Protection Association study figured that volunteer firefighters donate about $140 billion worth of labor each year. Even so, many departments have a hard time affording basic equipment, though there are rural departments attracting sufficient funding and able-bodied volunteers. Steve Hirsch, here behind the wheel of a big, gleaming fire truck in tiny Hoxie, Kansas, says it takes sustained effort.
Recruitment is one of those 24/7, 365, though, deals. We just never stop recruiting.
Like many volunteer firefighters, Hirsch is deeply committed to what he's doing. Because without these departments, he says, huge swaths of America would just burn up. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.